Joe Supple is here. My goodness me, we caught you on a good day. Joe, you're here. I tripped over your bags outside, so there you go. No, well done. Joe Supple is the holiday doc. Where were you recently?
Well, Declan, you know, I've been on lots of different press trips through the years, and this one I'm sort of a little bit apprehensive about, just because I had to do the world's longest and fastest zip line, which I'll talk to you about in a couple of minutes time. But I went, so it was with the tourist board there. It's a place called Ras Al Khaimah, which is spelled with a K actually, but it's a beautiful resort about an hour outside Dubai. So for people going there, I flew with Turkish Airlines, which went through Istanbul. I know we've spoken about the airport before. Istanbul Airport is the world's largest airport. 6 runways, 3 can take off and land at the same time. Imagine that. But it's a great service. Literally, you leave Dublin, you fly into Istanbul. By the time you get to your gate, you're boarding on the next flight to Dubai. So all in all, it takes about 9 hours. I did mention the last time as well, if you're thinking about going, you know, there is direct flights there, but I've did the sort of price comparisons and stuff like that there. So if you're going with 2 adults and 2 children, you could be saving yourself €600, which is a nice little handbag to have, you know, to go towards the hotels and things like that. Now, Declan, I know we talk about business class flights. Now, I do like a little old business class flight. And I have to say, Turkish Airlines do it really good. They have the wide-body aircraft from Dublin to Istanbul and again onwards to Dubai. Now, if you're thinking about treating yourself, I was looking up the other airlines that would fly there. You're talking about a fraction of the price. So if you want to really treat yourself, you know, you get the lounge, you get the fast access, but also you get the full-size bed as well. So when you get on, you get your little glass of champagne, sit yourself down, you know, you're taxiing off, you get up there in the sky, you have your nice dinner, you know, your prawns, your fillet steak with your wines, whatever you want on board, the thing. Then they come over, they put a mattress down, turn it into a full-size bed.
Is there much room, though?
There's loads of room, yeah.
I mean, is your feet not sticking in somebody's mouth?
No, I'm 5'11" now, and there's no problem with me there at all. Literally turns into a full-size bed. You've got the big, large screens. You watch a huge amount of movies. I end up watching the Elvis movie, which I hadn't seen. Really, really enjoyed that as well. So, yeah, you got that. And again, you're doing the business class from Istanbul onwards. So the prices there for business class is 1,500, which is really good value when you think about it. I looked at the other airlines, and they were coming in a hell of a lot more price than that. So, again, with business class, you get your 40-kilo baggage allowance, full-size bed, stunning food, everything. You can check out turkishairlines.com, and they're currently running 14 flights per week from June. And from June, they'll be going up to 18 flights per week. So great flexibility if you're thinking about going down there. Now, the great advantage of going down there is temperature-wise. It was around 30 degrees. Very, very beautiful. As I said, Ras Al Khaimah is just about an hour's drive from Dubai. But the first thing that sort of I came across was, I've been to so many different places through the years, and you know, you're driving through and then you come to these amazing resorts, and that's exactly what it is. But the thing that struck me straight away was the difference between that and Dubai. And I'm going to talk about Dubai in a couple of minutes, because I did stay in Dubai for a couple of nights on my way back. So basically the whole tourist board was organized for us. So we stayed at the Hilton Ras Al Khaimah Beach Resort, which is the most incredible hotel. It's actually owned by the king. Did you know the 7 Emirates within?
Yeah. Well, I knew there was a load of Emirates, but I didn't know there was 7.
There's 7, okay. Well, I mean, Ras Al Khaimah has been voted as in the Times magazine, the one of the world's greatest places to visit and for 2023, which is quite an incredible achievement to get. It's very, very different. As I said, you go to your resort, beautiful 5-star hotels there, beautiful balconies, lovely food, you know, your breakfast, your lunch, your dinner. You can go all inclusive there as well, which is a great thing, because we spoke about the prices of, you know, drink there can be very expensive as well. And that comes in at about €190 per night, 5-star hotel, you know, which is a really, really good price.
It certainly is, especially that neck of the woods. Yeah.
It is very much so. Well, we're going to talk about Dubai now in a while, and then your ears will prick up then. But yeah, really, really good. It's on a 1.5-kilometre side beach, natural beach there as well, because as we know, in Dubai and other places and around those regions, they're all man-made beaches. This is actually a natural beach. So the king picked a nice place to pitch up his hotel there. As I said, a really nice resort. And interesting enough, there's a guy, we had dinner with the director of operations, and he's Irish. Lovely, lovely fella. Been living there for good few years. He's director of operations, Arthur Timlin. And it's just nice to get sort of a feeling of, you know, from that side of things as well. So we stayed there for 3 nights. Now, with the tourist board, we did the Jay's flight, which is the world's longest and fastest zip line in the world, which I was absolutely terrified going to do. But, you know, it was so professionally done. Literally, you go 2.8 kilometres in 2 minutes. And I was fine. I did get stuck at the end, which is it happens very often, you know what I mean? But it's fine. They literally come out and get you and pull you out. The last little bit of it onto the platform. It's exhilarating. It's absolutely amazing. And it was busy. There's a lot of people there. €100 to do that, which is really good. And then they also have the Jay's Sledder as well, which is like a sleigh ride down the mountains electronically. And you have a little break there as well. As in, you can slow yourself down or go as fast as you want. That's about €12. We also did the Sawadi Pearl Farm, which is amazing. It's the only pearl farm in the UAE. Really exciting. You go out in the boat and they go back in the whole history of the pearls. And it's just incredible when you see, you know, because so much is farmed now. But then they show, like years ago, how they used to go down. They used to go out for 6 months to get the pearls and things. It's really, really incredible. So there's a lot to do there as well. Also, the Sanara Camp, which is luxury dining in the desert. And you go out there, that's about €100. You get the whole gourmet experience. You get the whole sort of feeling of the desert when you're there as well. Definitely worth looking at. All the details can be picked up on the Ras Al Khaimah tourist board website there as well. Did the National Museum, which was very interesting. That's where the king used to live, actually, in his thing. And what I found quite exciting was, okay, you're looking at all the stuff that, you know, from that time, it was handed over to the government many, many years ago. Because there's a couple of houses there now, you know, nice little mansions now out there. But it was quite interesting, you know, you're dating back and think, God, if you think about the heat there, how did they survive in those days? They actually made this natural air conditioning from what way they actually built the building. So you go into this building and you feel this icy cold, even though it's 30 degrees outside, this icy cold draft coming in, which was just really incredible for its time, I suppose. As I said, all the details are sort of there on that. It's definitely a destination I would highly recommend to people. The prices were really, really good. We also stayed in the Mövenpick Resort. You know Mövenpick, the famous ice cream coffee?
Yes.
Yeah. They have a brand new resort there, only open on the most incredible... now, that's a man-made sand that they have there as well, which was quite interesting. 30 degrees, you're walking on the sand. You know, usually you're running from the sea to the sand, your feet get really hot. No, you don't feel any temperature at all because it's a man-made substance, even though it's exactly like sand. Great resort there as well. They have lovely things you can do. I did a speedboat. I did a couple of excursions there. Food is absolutely amazing. The resort is incredible. That's on the Al Majan Island, which is the new upcoming resort within that. And they're building all the sort of five-star hotels. The first casino is going in there as well, which obviously be for non-residents because they don't like gambling over there. But you're talking about for a five-star hotel, deluxe island view room, about 180 per night. Really, really good.
Where are you getting those prices?
I'm telling you, it's incredible. I mean, you think about the price we're paying now in Dublin as well. Or even if you go away to a five...
And why is it that cheap?
It just is very reasonable. I mean, that's the way they sort of market things. And as I said, Ras Al Khaimah is much, much more reasonable than Dubai.
I mean, Dubai is... Well, we're
going to get to that
now. Ostentatious...
I can tell you while I was there, I was, you know, when we came through and went to the resorts and I was looking around going, where's all the fancy car? I did Dubai many years ago and I think I saw one Porsche and that was really it. Everything else is just normal, easygoing, very cool type people. It's definitely a destination. If people are thinking about going to the sun and want something spectacular, but also you can do all those activities there as well, which is really good. They also have the Bear Grylls where you go and you stay overnight and things like that. So there's a huge amount, they're putting a huge amount of work into the place as well. And so it's definitely, I mean, it's like it's a nature-driven destination of sprawling deserts, beaches and stunning mountain landscapes. I definitely won't be going back to do the zip line again. I survived that one okay, but it's an experience. It absolutely is one of those things that if you go over there, you should definitely experience that. It's really, really worth doing as well. So then I moved on to Dubai then. So after our 6 nights, we went to Dubai then for 3 nights. I stayed in the Rixos Hotels, very big international luxury five-star hotel group. And it was gas because, you know, I think it was 10 or 12 years ago when I originally went off to Dubai, I was looking at this place, where did I stay? And then suddenly when we pulled up outside the Rixos Hotel, I looked across the way, there was the place we had stayed in. But the whole view has changed because it's just building, building after building the whole way. You know, bigger, better, five-star. So you're talking about the ultimate, ultimate luxury there. Like your every single car is a Rolls-Royce, a Ferrari, a Lamborghini, people flowing in jewels. Not my style thing. I hid quickly and got into my room as quick as I could. An amazing hotel. Absolutely beautiful. The food is... Now, I don't like the buffet food. Go away on holidays. It's grand. You know, it's fine. You want to go out to restaurants and things like that. This hotel was amazing. It was like going into sort of like a five-star you know, can you say Michelin star dining, but the food was amazing. They have all these stations, all the food is freshly prepared, amazing sushi bars. The cheese board, I've never seen anything like it. Ren sprawled, like, you know, for ages, like the whole way down. Amazing selection of desserts. And it wasn't too bad. We'd lunch there a couple of days as well. And a bottle of wine, about €55. You obviously, you're paying a premium for it. A beer, you're talking about €12. So I wasn't drinking too many of them now. One little beer maybe at lunchtime. So that's the Rixos Hotels. You can check it out. And that's the Rixos Premium Dubai. And it's the only, like, within their group, a non-all-inclusive. But you can get there. You have another one called Rixos The Palm. The prices start there anywhere from around 230 per night. Sorry, 330 per night. So we're going up now when you consider the other ones. You can pay up to, you know, it depends on what time of the year, maybe 630 per night and upwards and upwards. But all the hotels were just absolutely full there. Dubai has an awful lot to offer. Of course, we have McGettigan's, very famous in Ireland. They have about six bars there now within the hotel, different hotels as well. So there's a lot to do, but it's expensive. You know, you really have to sort of keep up with it. Like, we
it's
didn't,
very glitzy, isn't it?
It's very, very glitzy. Now, look, it's hugely popular with the Irish. People love going out to Dubai, but you want to have a big old purse now when you're going over. So
and meet the customs man at the coming back in, would you?
There you go. Exactly. Yeah. Just make sure you go business class. You have your 40 kilo allowance and you'll be okay. But again, look, it's definitely worth a visit. As I said, for me, Ras Al Khaimah was one of the most amazing experiences I've done in quite a long time. So I would highly recommend if listeners are thinking about going somewhere.
Did you meet many Irish there who were just over?
Did meet some Irish. Yeah. Most certainly. Well, obviously, I'm the director. There's a couple of Irish people staying there. And again, it might be packaged up. If you look at some of the operators here, I'm sure it would be packaged up with them as well. Dubai, I met a couple of Irish people as well. But of course, there's a huge amount of people who've moved over there. You know, they're working in the world of finance and things like that as well. But you know, it's expensive there, but it's just go. Nothing seems to stop it, you know, like it's just constant go and constant flow of people. And the next biggest hotel, I mean, they're the biggest hotels in the world, the highest hotels. I think I was on the 33rd floor. Look, it was the fact there was no balcony, thank God, because I don't think I would have enjoyed standing out on the 33rd floor. But it's amazing, it's spectacular. It's one of those experiences that if you were thinking about that blow away holiday, Dubai would definitely be a place to go to. But you want to have, you know, deep pockets to you know, going out dining and drinks and stuff like that. It's all very expensive, but all in all, it was one of the most amazing experiences I've had in quite a long time. And I came back to survive. I survived it. There you go.
And there's aircon everywhere.
Aircon everywhere. Yeah, you don't go outside. I mean, like, again, temperatures which are quite nice, 30 degrees. But once it gets into, like, from next month on, you could be getting up to 40 degrees, 40, 45 degrees in the summer, in the hot, hot summertime. Not a place you want to really be lying out and stuff. So, you, again, choose, you know, when you're talking to your agent or you're looking at going, times to go would be sort of January, February, March. A lot of people like going there for Christmas. A lot of the Irish celebrities go over there and stay in their 7-star hotels. But five-star did me very well, I have to say.
Yeah, and is the airport far from Dubai itself?
No, it's only about 20 minutes, half an hour, something like that. So it's an easy spin in, yeah. Because we got a private driver on the way back and it wasn't too expensive at all. But actually, the hotel we were staying in, you could rent a Rolls Royce for a day or a Lamborghini, Ferrari, anything you want. Nothing is a problem there.
Yeah, it's just, if you have the money.
If you have the money, exactly, Declan. But it's definitely worth a visit. And as I said, Ras Al Khaimah is definitely on my list to get back there again. So
very good. Okay, Joe Supple, the holiday doc. Where are you off to next, Joe?
I am going to Spain, actually. I'm going down to Marbella, yeah, for a week. And then I'm going on the Uniworld cruise I was talking to you about in July. Really looking forward to that. And I'll be giving all the reports, Declan.
Oh, yeah, I know. For okay, sure. What can I say?
He's off again. That's it.
See, my colour is turning green.
Oh, okay. I see it. Okay.
Thanks very much. Joe Supple.